You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Radio.
It can be a panic-inducing moment when you're asked to say out loud a word that you have primarily or perhaps only encountered in writing, and you're just not sure how to say it.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Good morning.
And I think we have all run into this before, myself included. Actually, I remember when I was probably about 7 years old, I was reading a book about a pioneer girl, and she talked about her friend dying of cholera, which I, of course, using all the things that I had been taught in school at that point, sounded out as cholera. And my brother thought that was absolutely hilarious.
Well, and you had every reason to think that word might be pronounced that way. I think one of the words that often trips people up is the word spelled E-P-I-T-O-M-E.
Oh, epitome, right?
Which sure looks like it should be epitome. And I remember this ad when I was young for a local car dealership where, as a joke, someone referred to the epitome of excellence. The word is, in standard pronunciation, epitome. I was thinking about this because, Rebecca, we got a question from Sharon about a disagreement about how to pronounce a word. The word is spelled H-A-R-B-I-N-G-E-R. Rebecca, how do you say this word?
Now, this one I actually know is pronounced harbinger.
And that is how Sharon pronounces it. And Sharon wrote, "My husband Bob disagrees and said it is a hard G, as in goat." Sharon goes on to note, "Several web dictionary sites support my pronunciation, but Bob is convinced I am wrong." That Sharon would like our opinion. Now, Rebecca, you're absolutely right. You have the standard pronunciation here of harbinger. How do you use this word?
It's a bit of a fancy word. It's not really a word I would use in everyday conversation, but I might use it like in a hyperbolic sense, like a phone call from the boss is a harbinger of doom.
A harbinger of doom. You'll often see a harbinger of things to come because a harbinger is something that foreshadows a future event. Its history is interesting. It comes into English in the 1100s, and it originally means one who provides lodging or a host. And from there, it comes to refer to the person who's sent ahead of a traveling army or of royalty to secure lodging before everyone else gets there. And then by the 1500s, you get this figurative meaning of any kind of forerunner or precursor. And if you look at usage, you'll get things like the robin being a harbinger of spring. Or right now, there's some speculation about are rising wages a harbinger of inflation. I like it, Rebecca, that you said it's a fancier word for you. And I think that that's important when we think about the fact that we may get some variant pronunciations. If you just see this word spelled, there is no reason to think it might not be harbinger. If you think about words like finger or linger that also end with that G-E-R, it could be harbinger or harbinger. And if you listen to pronunciations, you will find every occasionally that harbinger pronunciation. So I think we should keep our eye on it. Now, Rebecca, as I was thinking about harbinger, I found myself also thinking about bellwether. Is that a word that you use?
That was a word that I remember I started to encounter a lot when I went into journalism because it always comes up during election season.
That's right, in terms of whether a district might be a bellwether for bigger trends. And you will see this word used in politics or with the stock market. The history of bellwether is also an interesting one. It comes from sheep. A wether was a male sheep or ram, especially a castrated ram, and a bellwether is the leading sheep of the flock, and that sheep would wear a bell.
Well, this has been a lovely segment, and I hope it is a bellwether for the rest of the day. Thanks so much, Anne.
I hope you have a really good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.